Chapter 5. Other People on the River. It was just beginning to get light the next morning when I was woken by very loud barking.
"Shut up, Caesar!"
I shouted. I thought that he was chasing a rabbit in the trees until I realized that the barking was coming from the direction of the river. I half opened my eyes and saw Caesar standing on the bank, barking wildly at a boat that was disappearing from sight. I only got a quick look, but I was certain it was Grim Jim's boat. "What's he doing on the river so early?" I thought briefly, but I was too sleepy to think clearly. I closed my eyes and went back to sleep. Later, I told Guy and Freddy about it. "I'm sure that it was Grim Jim's boat," I said. "Besides, Caesar barked at the man, and he never barks at people." Freddy and Guy admitted that it was strange. None of us felt energetic that day, so we spent most of the time watching the activities of other people on the river. Freddy was usually the first to notice anything interesting. Soon after we set off, he noticed a large boat with three people standing on their heads.
"What on earth are they doing?" asked Freddy.
"Yoga," I replied. We watched for a while, hoping one of them would fall down, but they didn't.
"I can do that," said Guy, standing up.
"Sit down," shouted Freddy.
"Not on the boat," I shouted.
All right," said Guy, sitting down again.
"You're just jealous because neither of you can stand on your heads."
We didn't bother to reply. On another boat, quite close to ours, someone had hung up a washing line. An extremely large lady was hanging up some very big underwear. The clothes grew even larger as the wind blew, filling them up like balloons. The lady must have heard our laughter because she shook her fist at us. For a while, nothing interesting happened. Then Freddy informed us that there was a boat not far behind us and an attractive young lady was rowing it. He said a young man, probably her boyfriend, was lying resting with a large straw hat pulled down over his eyes.
"That's not very gentlemanly, letting the girl do all the hard work," said Guy.
"Don't be so old-fashioned," said Freddy. "This is 1966, not the Middle Ages. If a girl wants to row, let her row."
"I think she's had enough," I said, as we heard the girl call,
"Come and change places with me, Dan. I'm getting tired."
By now, the boat had passed us and was a little way ahead. We couldn't hear Dan's reply, but it didn't look as if he was planning to move.
"This is interesting," said Freddy. "Row a bit faster, John. I want to see what happens next."
I did as he asked, and we could hear the girl's voice again. She sounded annoyed.
"Come on, Dan," she said. "Don't be lazy."
Dan stood up and stretched his arms over his head. We watched, fascinated.
"He's a gentleman. He's going to change places with the girl," I said confidently.
"No, he isn't," said Freddy. "I think he's going to sit down again."
"I don't believe this," said Guy.
Then everything happened very quickly. A sudden, strong wind blew Dan's straw hat into the water. He swore and leaned over the side of the boat, trying to fish the hat out of the water. As he did so, the boat made a sudden, violent movement, and he fell over the side into the water.
"Ah," said Freddy happily. "The lazy guy deserved that."
It was funny to hear Freddy calling somebody else lazy.
"She moved the boat suddenly on purpose," he said.
"I don't believe it," said Guy. "A girl wouldn't do that."
That started a discussion about girls in general and about the strange way they sometimes behaved.
Then we discussed ways of starting a conversation with the three girls on the boat next time we passed them on the river. We could call over to them and ask if they know any good pubs or restaurants on the river, I suggested. Or we could ask to borrow something from them, added Guy. As usual, Freddy's ideas were not very practical.
We could send Caesar across with a note inviting them to share Guy's stew with us, he said.
Guy's idea wasn't much better.
Maybe Freddy could faint and fall down. The girls would be worried and come over to help.
Freddy could faint very convincingly. He'd done it effectively on several occasions when it was necessary to avoid some disagreeable activity. Once he fainted 5 minutes after we received a particularly hard maths exam. In the end, we didn't get the chance to try any of our schemes. Unfortunately, Freddy suddenly remembered my fishing rod.
This looks like a good place for fishing, he said suddenly. Why don't we have fish for dinner? John can catch some fish for us with his amazing fishing rod.
I wasn't as confident about that as Freddy. I said that I preferred Guy's great stew to fish, but the other two were determined.
We'll have stew tomorrow, said Freddy.
I'll tell you what, John, said Guy generously. You catch the fish and I'll cook them.
And Freddy will clean them first, I said, hoping that Freddy at least would change his mind, but he didn't. I couldn't refuse any more, so reluctantly went to find my fishing rod. Guy and Freddy played cards while I was fishing. Every now and then, they tried to be funny and shouted silly things to me.
Two fish each should be enough, John, shouted Guy.
Freddy agreed.
Salmon for dinner would be nice, he said.
I sat for ages with the stupid fishing rod, but not even a tiny fish came my way. Then, suddenly, I felt something on the end of the line, and it felt quite big.
I've got something, I said excitedly.
Guy and Freddy stopped their game of cards and watched. I wish the girls could see me now, I thought. This would really impress them. My prayers were answered. Just at that moment, we saw the girls' boat approaching. This was my opportunity to shine. The girls smiled and waved in a very friendly way, and we waved back enthusiastically. It looked as though this was going to be our lucky day. We could even invite them for a fish dinner. I pulled hard on the rod, lifting the line high out of the water. At the end of the rod was a very large black shoe, and it looked half-eaten. Guy and Freddy fell over themselves laughing, but I didn't think it was funny at all. I couldn't hear the girls, but I saw the smiles on their faces, and I wanted to die of embarrassment. I insisted we left immediately and started to move the boat away. Guy and Freddy were angry because they'd missed a great opportunity to talk to the girls because of me.
Why did you get so crazy? Said Guy. What happened to your sense of humour?
Though it was hard for me to accept, Guy was absolutely right. It was stupid to feel embarrassed about the shoe. Once I calmed down, I had to admit it was funny.